Dark Intelligence, Transformation Book 1 by Neil Asher. Read by Peter Noble. Awoke in crisp white cotton sheets to the sound of skylarks, with the sun beaming through a window somewhere nearby. I gazed up at a lighting panel inset in the pale blue ceiling and smelled comforting lavender with the slight acrid undertone of antiseptic. I could also detect the distant promise of coffee. I felt really good, and after a deep, relaxing breath, sat up to look around. The arched window at one end of the room gave a view of mown lawns scattered with perfect springtime trees. Gentle, puffy clouds neatly decorated the sky with just the stark lines of a single cargo grav barge crossing it for contrast. Within the room stood a chair and side table with a mirror above it. A small touch panel in a bottom corner indicated that it also served as a screen. Next to the bed, my clothes lay neatly folded on another wooden chair, including my favourite jeans, ersatz rock climbing boots, and enviro shirt. I whipped the sheet back and got out of bed. Nothing ached, nothing hurt, and I felt fit. It then occurred to me to wonder, vaguely, why I might have expected otherwise. I headed over to an open side door into the ensuite, glanced at the toilet, but felt no need to use it. Then went over to the sink and peered at myself in the cabinet mirror above. No stubble, but then I'd had permanent depilation years ago. I opened the cabinet and took out a small brush bot, inserted it into my mouth and waited while it traversed around my teeth, cleaning them perfectly. Took it out and dropped it into its sanitizer, then went back into my room to dress. Vera, as her name tag declared, arrived just as I was closing the stick seam on my shirt. "Oh, you're awake," she said, placing a tray on the side table. I walked over, the pungent smells of coffee and toast eliciting something close to euphoria. I picked up the coffee and sipped, finding it as good as it smelled, and studied Vera. She was beautiful, her complexion flawless, and the balance of her features perfect. She wore a nurse's uniform of white and navy blue, a silver crab pendant at her throat, and sensible shoes. Crab. My mind keyed onto that and I rose to a slightly higher level of consciousness, where I found I wasn't quite so comfortable.
"He'll be waiting for you on the veranda when you're ready," she said,
then turned to go. "Wait," I said. She turned back and gazed at me expectantly, but I couldn't find the words to express my unease. "It's nothing," I finished. She departed. The toast with its butter and marmalade was, like the coffee, the best I've ever had. I finished both with relish, then headed for the door. I turned left into a carpeted corridor, then right into a clean, decorously appointed sitting room, seemingly translated from centuries in the past. A glass sculpture on a nearby bookcase caught my eye. Something insectile squatted there with hints of light in its depths. It made me as uneasy as that crab pendant. My awareness rose to yet another level. I pushed open paned glass doors and stepped onto a wooden veranda, replaying the moments I'd experienced from waking, wondering at their perfection. Then, as I saw the figure sitting at an ornate iron table on the veranda, the confines of my mind began to expand.